www.ChristianBlog.com.
First number's up. It's 22. After that, we've got the number 10. Tonight, we're heading to North Carolina to meet Mike Conrad. He matched all five white ball numbers and walked away with $1 million. Next number up is Lucky 13. After that, we've got the number 14. We're going to round it out this evening with the number 52. All right, now, for tonight's winning Powerball number, remember, match this number and you're always a winner. Tonight, it is 11.
Did you have the Powerball? That's what everybody was talking about this weekend. Hey, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So once again, the numbers were 22, 10, 13, 14, 52, Powerball 11. Like I said, no matter where you were, in an elevator, pumping gas, at a long line at the grocery store, at a concert, people were talking Powerball. Here was some of that excitement captured in a man on the street.
I'm retiring tomorrow, as long as I win.
Yeah.
Bought enough of them to put about 15, 20 bucks for it. That's just a start.
I think that's awesome. I can't wait to see who it is. I hope it's somebody I know. I think it would be great.
I've always told my wife, if I ever win it, I'm going to send you postcards from all over the world. She says, no, you're not, Dick. I have the ticket.
All right, so the Saturday jackpot, $590.5 million, largest Powerball, surpasses $587.6 million jackpot. That was split by some winners in Arizona and Missouri, if you remember, in November. The cash value, meaning Uncle Sam takes his big chunk of cash, would be $376.9 million. Boy, it is a fantasy, it is. I know that it's that sudden wealth syndrome that we heard about last week, but okay, maybe there's a cure for that. So who won the mega jackpot? Was it a group of people? Was it one family? Who was it? We do know where the ticket came from. The ticket came from Florida, actually just outside of Naples, it's looking like. They think it was bought in a Publix there. Regardless, that person in the Naples area, whoever it is, or if they were stopping by, it doesn't matter. They obviously have a chunk of this, and, you know, hundreds of people were making treks across state lines to try to snap up tickets. People were buying $100 worth of tickets. They were buying $20 worth of tickets. You heard the guy there. And then some were just throwing in a chance or two, not being completely ridiculous about it. So, you know, here's the thing. You win this, you know it's a game changer. What do you have to do automatically? Change your name and move, most likely. But pretty huge. Powerball in 43 states and the District of Columbia. I know that I'm not a lottery player, a regular lottery player, but I bought a couple of tickets for it, and guess what? I had the Powerball. Woohoo! Couple of bucks. Could buy a few sticks of gum with that. Matt Johnson, you and I always talk about whenever they're high that you got to throw in a buck or two. You obviously took a chance. Did you have even one number on your ticket?
I bought two tickets and I got shut out. So
shut out.
No love for me over the weekend.
All right, I bet a lot of people are feeling that way, but somebody in Florida has the winning ticket. Since I have a lot of family members that live there, I said I hadn't heard from them. They haven't surfaced lately, so perhaps they've changed their name, the Delaneys in Florida, and they've taken off, and I don't know if I'll hear from them again. But somebody's lucky. All right, not so lucky, and this was also part of the big buzz over the weekend, and partially because, you know, our mothership is in Minnesota, in Minneapolis, but of course, our satellite facility, our lovely plush studios, are in Dallas, Texas, and we've just gone through hellacious weather with the tornadoes, 17 of them touching down, and six people being killed in a town called Granbury, and Cleburne was the other town, and so many people without homes, you know, really close to 100, and others in various states where maybe the roof was ripped off, but other things were okay in the house. So people are a little shaky about tornadoes, needless to say, in the Lone Star State, but that's not the only place. Oklahoma, known for twisters. There were four states over the weekend that had to deal with this. They declared a state of emergency in Oklahoma, and one person was killed after a mega twister smashed down there. And you see these pictures that people get on their cell phones, or maybe they have a camera and they grab it. It is freaky what you see. with these giant funnel clouds that just tear through property. And you see it from far away, and then all of a sudden, poof, it's right there. They, much less than what happened in Texas. They have, you know, a dozen people or so that were treated at the hospital for bruises, bumps, scrapes, that kind of stuff. But the tornadoes touched down, and they whipped through not just Oklahoma, but Kansas, Illinois, and Iowa. And, you know, this is it. This is tornado. This is Tornado Alley, and it's tornado season. So you got 26 that were reported all together in the areas that I just mentioned. 26, and who knows if somebody didn't miss one or two. I guess the best news is it didn't pop down necessarily in some of these more populated areas. There were power lines that went out. There were houses that were damaged. But the funnel cloud, like a half mile wide, I was watching this. I was eating lunch, and I was looking up, and I was watching this funnel cloud, the video of it, and it was absolutely incredible. And the damage, when you see the copter shots, so they're looking down on it, that's where you really get the sense that a house, to me, what it always looks like, and having covered tornadoes and seen up close what it's like, it looks like a giant fist comes down on a house and smashes the middle of it, and it just splinters off. It really, that's, every time I see the damage, that's what it reminds me of, especially the way it spread out after that. So, you know, there was parts of 40 that were shut down in both directions, even Sunday night, because a tornado touched down in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and you saw tractor trailers that went flipping over in the air. Luckily, nobody was inside of those. And, you know, you could be killed. You could be killed if you're not somewhere where you're covered up. If you're not in a tornado shelter, flying debris is deadly. A lot of times when you don't know how somebody died, it turns out that they were spiked with something that was flying around that acted as a weapon. And then to add insult to injury, a lot of times accompanying some of these tornadoes, you have of course, the wind gust, but you've got baseball-sized hail, all different size hail that will fly down on people who are trying to run for cover sometimes, and especially if it's in nightfall, because it's so dark, and that's the problem. You're not seeing any funnel cloud come towards you, which is what happened in Texas. So now you got Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, Missouri, and, of course, what happened in Texas. My goodness, Mother Nature. She can be so nasty. And I'm telling you, I used to think that hurricanes were worse than tornadoes. And now I think the scale is tilting in the other direction a little bit. I know with the water, and I know what happens when you get a hurricane. Of course, I've lived through two really brutal hurricanes. But these tornadoes, not a lot of warning. If you're lucky if you get 10 minutes. And when you get the 10 minutes, you have got to get out, and you've got to know where you're going. And I think that's part of the problem. People panic. They start watching. They start trying to second guess whether the conditions are ripe, and they're going to see a funnel cloud somewhere in their backyard. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, how much did you spend on the Powerball? Or did you spend nothing because you don't believe in crazy chances? The odds are off the charts. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
But it did create a frenzy for at least a couple of days. And now we're back to, if you buy a lottery ticket, darn, you can only win a couple of million. Oh, shoot. You mean I can't have over 300 million? Well, why is it worth even playing the lottery if that's all I'm going to get? You know, on the other flip side of this, as I said, we were heading to the flip side. If we wanted to look at it from a different point of view, seriously, in some states, where is that money earmarked for? Education or something else? So when it gets pumped up, a big chunk of that goes in the right direction. It just sounds like I'm selling you in the lottery, which I'm not, since I'm not even a regular lottery player. But it is true. So some other people do benefit from this. All right, so you're locked into America Tonight, and here we are off to the races in a shortened week for many people are heading into next week because it's Memorial Day. How did we get here? What happened to the end of January forward? You know, it really has been hectic when it comes to the business of politics and what's going on at Foggy Bottom, of course, D.C., and this past week was crazy. I think the worst scandal, if you want to call it a scandal, and it is to me, was what happened with the AP. The IRS certainly was targeting groups, especially Tea Party groups. There's no denying that. But they were also targeting other groups. And we hate the IRS anyway, don't we? This will probably lead to more problems with me and the IRS, I suppose. But nobody likes the tax man. Nobody wants to hear about the IRS. I'm for a fair tax or a flat tax. I think it's the worst run, one of the worst run arms of the government. I'm not saying there's not some really good people that work for the IRS, but they're in the minority. If I were to draw a pie chart, I think there's an overlap of too many positions in the IRS. Then we hired more people to go out and find the people that they can find once the rest of Obamacare kicks in. And you, if you don't buy health care coverage, then you're going to have to pay $2,000 in a fine. And they hire like 5,000 agents to find you, and they'll find you. You know, if you're owed money, let's face it, it takes longer to get it. But if you have to pay money, they are practically knocking your door down. And the saddest thing is, if you just do a little poll of people you know, it really is true. It's not nonsense. The wealthier you are, and I think it's because you probably can afford better accountants. I do. The wealthier you are, the less hassle you will have with anything to do with taxes and your business and your personal taxes and all of that, because they'll be able to find the loopholes. They'll be able to go through the entire thing, unless they're ripping you off and then you get in trouble. But if you have somebody that you can afford that's a big-time tax person, you're fine. But for everybody else, people who are, like, making poverty wages, man, the IRS is right there ready to pick their pocket. It's crazy. I wonder what the ratio is, and I could never find this out because, of course, I couldn't get a straight answer out of the people that I talked to about it, but I wonder what the ratio is of people who get audited who really are not making that much money. I mean, would be considered making hardly anything compared to the people who have ton of money. I really think it's tilted in the other direction. So that's the bottom line. We all really are not crazy about the IRS. We're just not. Unless we work for the IRS, I guess, then it's a whole different story. So the AP scandal, to me, was the worst. And somebody who went to journalism school, who cares, except for that, one of the first things I can remember in a freshman class learning and talking about was some really good, I was lucky, I had some really good professors who worked for big-time news organizations at one point. One of the things that we talked about and role-played about and went through scenarios was what happens with sources. How do you develop sources? How do you protect sources? All that important stuff, frankly. Because if you really are a journalist, you're trying to just get the story, the real story. Anymore, because a lot of places have been cut to the bone and it's just copy and paste or whatever, you don't always get that kind of journalism. But I'll tell you what, you'll get less of it when things happen like what happened with the AP, because if you have a source on a huge story having to do with terrorism and the source is telling you, okay, this is what you don't know, here's what happened, then it appears in print somewhere like the Associated Press and the administration is seething and say, well, that's, you know, the sources broke the law, so we're going to figure out how to get them. You know what that means? That means people won't talk. That means your sources will dry up. So I don't blame the chief executive officer of the Associated Press, Gary Pruitt, who finally did a television interview. He was on Face the Nation, that the government has no business monitoring the AP's news gathering. And his quote was, if they restrict that apparatus, the people of the United States will only know what the government wants them to know, and that's not what the framers of the Constitution had in mind when they wrote the First Amendment. And he's so, so right about that, because people won't talk. They're not going to go do jail time because they're going to be found out as the source, the credible source on the story that led to the breaking of information that should have been out there or wasn't out there or whatever. It depends on what the story is. So all that secretiveness will just continue. It'll just continue. And if you step on the First Amendment, trust me, though, it'll change our way of life. As much as all of you can complain about the media in general, you want a free press. You want a free press. So bravo to Senator John Cornyn, who is part of that whole Judiciary Committee, and saying that the government should focus on those who are working with the journalists and report on them, but we should not be going through phone records or doing any of that kind of stuff, because that's not constitutional and that's not what we do. So he's right. In America, we don't do that. It's problematic. So he says, if you can find the leak, and you know that there's a leak somewhere in your department, but you can do it without tilting and tipping over the First Amendment rights of a huge news gathering organization, then that's a different story. So that's it. If I'm in charge of the CIA, the FBI, and I have to find out, hey, that's on my department, that's up to my people, but not going through phone records. You know, I think it was the biggest story of all the things that happened. It's the biggest story, because if this starts to become more the norm, look out, because you'll know very little. Already there's so much that's force-fed because there isn't a lot of investigative reporting. Some of the sources dried up, and you don't have the newsrooms don't have the budget for it. So they're like lemmings in a lot of cases, and just parrot what somebody else has said to be actual fact. So the Justice Department hasn't explained why it sought the phone records from the AP. They haven't explained that. It's believed that it's the details of the successful CIA op in Yemen to stop an airline bomb plot just about the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. So I am very glad that the AP made this public, because it scares me to death to think that sources will dry up and we won't get the kind of reporting that we need to have in this country. And this was part of the Sunday swirl. This was a lot of the conversation. It was about the First Amendment and the tactics by the Justice Department. All right, keeping his finger on the pulse of what's happening in D.C. and the administration, we always welcome conversation with Dan Gaynor. We have him on a couple times a year. He stopped by last week. It's part of our re-rack. Sit back and enjoy.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Very pleased. He's in the wings in our virtual green room. We've had him on a bunch here on America Tonight. Dan Gaynor, he's the VP of Business and Culture at the MRC. You might have seen him. He was on Varney and Company early in the morning. He also, over the weekend, did an op-ed piece on Fox News, and he is just jonesing over the news day that we're having. Part of it has to do with the IRS and the fact that they supposedly are going after the Tea Party big time, which is crazy. It's a bizarre grab and overreach by the IRS, and I'm putting it lightly. I'm going to turn this over to Dan Gaynor. Dan, your reaction to, first of all, what's going on with the IRS?
Well, I mean, it's incredibly insane. It's the kind of thing you see in third world dictatorships, where, you know, if you're an opponent of the government will use every part of the government, the military, the police, the courts, whatever, against you. And that's what's happened here. And of course, you know, even the government report, you know, or the information we're getting from the government initially, it's turned out that's bogus too. Oh, there was no politics involved. No one believed that. So now there's a inspector general report coming out, and of course, yes, it says there's a political basis. One of the top people at the IRS knew about this for years, and more importantly, knew about this before the presidential election last year. So we have how many scandals from our government where people in our government kept information from the American public because they were afraid it might spin the election. We've got the IRS doing it. We've got some combination of the White House, State Department, and CIA doing it. I mean, can you trust any of the parts of the government? And that's been the Tea Party, what the Tea Party said all along, and the answer is no.
The answer is no. I like that. You almost sound like Alex Trebek there for a minute. Yeah, it's crazy, and there's a lot of reaction to this, and I just heard from someone in Washington that David Cameron, of course, the British Prime Minister, in the press availability with Obama, they were saying that Obama saying at that moment that he thought it was outrageous, and, you know, we can't have that in this government, and blah, 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 blah. So that's just talking points, isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know why it's talking points? Because if they really wanted to come out with this, I mean, the news report was coming out. So if you're the Obama administration, you really want to get ahead of this, you say, well, we're going to have a big press conference, and we are going to announce at that press conference that we're, you know, calling in a special investigator. We're going to drop the full weight of American government on this agency. We're going to find out. We're going to root out everybody. But you know why they didn't do that? Because I don't think they want to. Because when they start digging here, I think they're afraid they might find some people who are friends. I think they're afraid of what they might find out. Because remember, this is what the left wanted them to do. This is what the New York Times editorialized back in 2012, advocating for this aggressive investigation to 501c4. You know, this is a left way of reining in the GOP. At the very same time, they're telling us otherwise. There were five. Not four, not three, not two, not one. Five different inquiries from Congress asking about this. And each time the IRS told them that no, nothing had gone on, when in fact the IRS knew that something had gone on, a high-level official of the IRS knew that something had gone on, and guess what? They lied. So there is going, Congress people, left or right, Republican or Democrat, do not like it when they are lied to, especially by people who work for them.
Yeah, no kidding. You think at the very least, this guy Steve Miller, who's the acting IRS commish, he's going to be the guy who gets the axe or resigns or whatever?
I think Lerner, the woman who did know, I think if I were her, I would have already lawyered up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think the chances of her keeping employment are slim. The chances of staying out of jail may be slim.
Mm.
You know, I mean, from what we know now, clearly it appears that crimes were committed. It appears that there will be possibly a very major class action suit against the IRS for harassment, for violation of rights, etc. It appears that this story will not go away soon. And all the people involved, not just, you know, this deputy, but all the people involved could be, you know, you watch Law and Order. You always know when a whole bunch of people are called in by legal authorities,
yeah,
the first people who rat out the others are the ones who walk away clean.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, this is like raw meat to just feed you, but we've been talking about this obviously since after it happened. Benghazi, is there anything going to happen as a result of that? Okay, we've had hearings, people are outraged, and then even some Democrats initially were. Now that is kind of like, oh, that's just GOP talking points. You think this gets swept away or no?
Well, I mean, I think ultimately the media can't, I said earlier today that the media can't maintain two operational scandals by the Obama administration and that one would push the other aside. However, I did not allow for three. The things you do not do in life when you're pulled over by a police officer, you're not rude to him. Because thou shalt not commit contempt of cop. One of the other groups you're not supposed to commit contempt of are journalists. And so when we find out that the Department of Justice was investigating the Associated Press wholesale to find out some leaks, instead of trying to go after the potential leakers, they're going after the recipients of the leaks, the press is going to be in an uproar about this. I mean,
yeah.
To give you a hint, a headline on a Huffington Post, yes, liberal Huffington Post, and I think I can get away with this as long as you don't ask me to say what the letters mean, was WTF DOJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's crazy. And that just shows you right there. If the Huffington Post is saying that, because what supposedly what happened is they subpoenaed the records that included 20 offices, cell phones, home phone lines. I mean, they were going for the juggernaut here, weren't they?
Right. And so when they're going that aggressively, remember, this is the Obama administration that has been at war with the press since before it was elected. They kicked off members of the press who work for newspapers that did not endorse Obama, kicked them off the campaign plane. They went after Drudge, went after Fox, went after Fox a ton. They went after CNBC when Santelli and Kramer were critical of Obama. This is, administration that has often been at war with the media, and people have not connected the dots. Remember when we did Spill in the Gulf? There were lefty journalists complaining that they were being denied access. And remember who was in charge? It was the Obama administration. So to find out that not only did their press secretary flat out lie to them about the editing of the Benghazi talking points, but that they're being investigated wholesale. Well, I mean, I think the press conferences, with Jay Carney this week, the press briefings are going to be must-see TV.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you there. I mean, it's like you said, three things in a row, so something has to happen. If you were going to play eeny, meeny, miny, mo, what's the most likely?
Well, I mean, right now, I think the most likely is that each one, it's like three brush fires. Right now, if you're Obama, you are desperately trying to put a fire break in between each one of them, because if all three of them continue, they're gonna merge into one big fire, one big theme that Obama is, the administration is corrupt, they're out of control, etc. So they've got to hurry up and try to see if they can put out one of these. Unfortunately, the Department of Justice one just hit. That's awful. The IRS one is insane, and we're finding out that they lied even when they released the information. So that's worse, because the cover-up is always worse than what you do initially. And so yeah, that only leaves Benghazi. So Benghazi is the one that they most – in fact, Obama did today, went out very aggressively after Benghazi. They've got to put out one of these fires, or they run the risk of burning the house down.
Yeah. Boy, it's crazy. So, really, Carney, the mouthpiece for the White House, he's just getting bombarded right and left. And if you got these top newspapers now just letting loose, because you can't stand behind that then. You can't just make it a GOP thing, right?
Yeah, no. I think one possibility, I said this before everything really hit, I said this last week, one possibility get-out-of-jail-free card the Obama administration can play is – Carney leaves to pursue other opportunities. What that does is it effectively hits a reset button with many in the media. They get a new press secretary. New press secretary gets kind of a grace period. If they're smart, they pick somebody who's straight up from the media. So it would be much beloved by people in the press room. And then they kind of stop the scandals in their tracks. Were I the White House chief of staff? I mean, right now, it's only a question of who you can throw under the bus.
Right.
You've got problems with the IRS, so all those people are gone. Unless they've got ties to people you don't want to throw under the bus, you throw them under the bus. You throw Holder under the bus, because I don't think the Obama administration really wants this problem tied to them. And you hope that you can maybe make some of these things go away.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Dan Gaynor, MRC, thanks so much for stopping by.
Well, it's certainly been an interesting day.
No kidding. Thanks, Dan.
Take care.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. Within
all right, so I open up this show here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, talking about the Powerball and the fact that, woohoo, I had the Powerball winning number one. Couple of bucks, couple of sticks of gum, but hey, it's better than a poke in the eye, right? It paid for the ticket. Somebody else, though, was a whole lot luckier outside of Naples. The city is a small city, Zephyr Hills, and apparently he might have gotten it at the public supermarket. In fact, I have confirmed that. Yes, it is true. It wasn't just a rumor. Because, you know, it's always about nailing where it came from, since that store ends up reaping the benefits. So the Publix there in Florida will also get a little bit of money for that. That's where that ticket was bought. So you got to figure probably the person stumbled in. I bet they weren't buying a whole bunch of tickets. Maybe a couple of tickets, and they are now a winner. Who won? Ooh, that's the curious thing. The ticket holder can't claim the prize until Monday anyway, when, you know, the Florida State Lottery would open their doors, or their phone lines would be open for that interesting phone call. But what a shocker. Because the odds of winning the lottery are not good, my friends. We could all be struck by lightning twice before we actually hit any kind of a lottery. What did I see where the actual number was? The number was a crazy number of your odds of hitting the 600 million, the, you know, 500. It was 590.5. What were the odds of hitting that? It was a shocking number. 1 in 175.2 million. Woo! 175. You got to feel like the. I'm sorry. People say there's no such thing as luck, but you got to feel like the luckiest person on the face of the earth if you hit it. Hey, I had a couple of questions from people in our mailbag asking about Richard Lewin's book. Couldn't remember what we had said. It's How to Keep from Going Broke with a Broker. I would imagine perhaps the person who wins the lottery might get a broker, so they would take a chunk of the money and just live off some of that interest. Although, what am I saying? Live off the interest. They could do that anyway. And you can pick that up anyway on Amazon.com. If you go to Amazon.com, that's where you can get it. We had Richard on last week talking about what happens to people who have a decent living, but, you know, they're not winning the lottery. They're not making millions of dollars, and they get ripped off by their broker because they put them in a certain kind of stock, or they send them in a direction that maybe they wouldn't have gone in, and then they lose $100,000, $50,000, you know, whatever it might be. So it is about losing money, perhaps, when we talk about the IRS. And some people say, I've been reading a lot of the op-eds about the IRS, I've been scouring all of the newspapers just to get kind of a consensus on, is this really big or is it a whole bunch nothing? And I don't think it's a whole bunch nothing, because, like I said, anytime you deal with the tax man and getting gypped by him somehow, with whether it's tax-exempt status or whatever, you know, and somebody was arguing with me over the weekend saying, well, that's because of Citizens United, and that's why that's happened, because of the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, it is, but it doesn't matter. It's the law. So, of course, if people are taking advantage of the law, whether they're liberal or whether they're conservative, yeah, you know, all of a sudden, if you're going to see the people that are applying, these organizations that are applying for tax-exempt status, go through the roof, well, that's because the law changed. So that's what's going to happen on all sides of this. But one headline I read said that this is President Obama's Watergate and a big question mark, and I don't think it's Watergate. Watergate was a little bit different. I mean, that, first of all, Watergate easily took down a presidency, Nixon, which was because of his paranoia. It was easy to play into that. He would have, I believe, easily won that second term, but doesn't matter. It happened, right? So he was a second termer. He had gotten into the second term. So, you know, here we go with Obama. And when I see, is it his Watergate? Is that the Watergate for Obama? I have to disagree. Do you think that's true? Do you think that this IRS scandal is like, if you were going to make an analogy, is like Nixon and Watergate? No. I don't. I mean, that's an overreach with a headline. I'm going to say no. I don't think so, because as much as so many people want to, so many of you call and say, hey, impeach him, and I can't believe things that are happening, and he gets to skate free by most of the media and all that kind of stuff. I mean, there's no way. They're saying, the White House is saying, look, we had no knowledge of the IRS, what was going on with the IRS against Tea Party groups and any others. We didn't know. We had no clue of this. Even the White House senior advisor, Dan Pfeiffer, who was on one of the Sunday Swirl shows, that's what I call it, the political heads, he was on this week. You know, he said, we're not going to participate in some kind of a partisan fishing expedition designed to distract from the real issues at hand. But, of course, that's what they would say being on the other side. But, you know, the bottom line is, just look at the facts for a second. Whether you think their feet should be held to the fire for it, I mean, there's something wrong in one sense, that this had been brewing for a long time and the president isn't made aware of it. You know, what's wrong with the bureaucracy surrounding him if that's the case? Wouldn't somebody have a report on that? Wouldn't somebody go to where the buck stops? I mean, the top level guy. Well, and the answer is no, because they weren't paying attention. They were watching that happen in Cincinnati, where all of that paperwork goes through. They were pushing it off. And despite complaints and people writing letters and all that other pounding that they did to try to get noticed, to say, well, this isn't right, it never made its way up to the president. I can believe that because there seems to be an ineptitude there. Do they ever have meetings where they go around the table? I mean, listen, I know he's got a zillion things on his plate, but doesn't someone from the top dog, the commissioner, the acting commissioner, don't they every once in a while say, okay, chief, here's what's happening. We've seen an increase. We're a little troubled by this. We've seen an increase of the people who are applying for tax-exempt status, just kind of a red flag to let you know. But of course not, because it wasn't reaching his level. Now, to suggest that other people were very happy to see that happen that were part of the campaigning for Obama, oh, yeah, sure, I can believe that. But for it to reach him, no way. Because they just never got there. It never got there. And this, so the transparency, what's transparent is that there is definitely a lack of leadership in that White House with certainly the people who are delegated for these responsibilities, meaning all the president's men. There's some holes in the system there. And is this a high risk for him with this scandal? Is he not going to find his footing, as some suggest, and fly down the mountain, slide down the Matterhorn? I don't think so. I think the likelihood is not that powerful. He's already in. He's in for the second term. You can argue about legacy. You can talk about all of that. You can talk about partisanship. You can talk about what's likely to happen, because now everything that was promised on the campaign trail the first time around, there's pressure to make that all come about. But I would have to say, even if the approval ratings erode, it's very unlikely. It's very unlikely that this is a Watergate. It's more than unlikely. It's not a Watergate, because Watergate took Nixon down. This is not going to take Obama down. Even if you wanted to, it's scandals, and it's nasty, and it's uncomfortable for the White House. Absolutely. They're squirming, for sure. But taking down is pretty strong, so I'm going to say no. I was reading this about approval ratings, too. The average approval ratings for the 7 two-term presidents from Harry Truman, check this out, to George W. Bush, declines from 56% in the first year of the second term to 42% in the fourth year, but it's not universal. Not universal. So we'll see. What do the approval ratings show in the next couple of months for Obama? What are you thinking? What number are you thinking? Send it to me. AmericaTonight.net.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.